Hello, welcome to Minty Mondays, a space where you can get a fresh start for the week. Sunday nights can be hard and Monday mornings can be even harder. I am just here to try to help you start off the week with a little motivation and a little hope to get you unstuck from whatever situation you're in. This episode, I want to talk about getting over someone. Having problems getting over someone, we always assume we only have to get over past lovers. But how do we get over past friendships? How do we get over old coworker relationships? The people that we depended on to get us through the day. Friends that were like family. Sometimes breaking up with friends is so much harder than breaking up with a lover. We lose friends for a number of reasons. Someone is toxic. Someone has outgrown someone. Or y'all just grown apart. Sometimes we lose people because of things that aren't so simple. Sometimes important people in their lives don't like you and they let you go. Sometimes something happens and they hold a grudge against you. There's a plethora of reasons why someone you care for one moment can be gone the next. How do we find ourselves not looking at their Facebooks or Instagram? How do we stop talking about them? How do we stop thinking about them? How do we not carry that pain into other relationships? Out of sight, out of mind is easier said than done. We take steps physically to move on. Trying not to see them, hanging out with other people, new experiences, deleting images, blocking. But can you block them from your heart? No one tells us how to grieve someone who is still here. Possibly across town, down the street, or even in the same house. Privately or publicly for a while, you should allow yourself to live in your grief. Allow yourself to grieve and live in those memories for a moment. As long as it takes you to work on your emotions, just get out your emotions in a healthy way. You can buy a large journal and dedicate it to working out your feelings. Hide it if you need to, keep it a secret if you must. If that is too much, but you are still upset, maybe you could try to get over them by trying to find yourself. Look at the situation. Try to figure out why what happened happened. Accept what happened and your heartache. Other things you could do is seek spiritual counsel or non-spiritual counsel. Take a trip, have a real girl chat or a bro chat with someone you trust, or even an adult conversation with your parents or a role model. They might have life experience to share with you. Meditation or even some good alone time to sulk, and then do something you enjoy. I've even written stories about some people to help me get over them. I've even painted. Examine your boundaries, try to be busy, and apologize if you need to. And some of these might be extreme for any situation that you're in, but someone that's listening is grieving the loss of someone that they have known their whole life. Possibly a family member or a marriage. And it's not easy to get over relationships with people that have made a significant impact on your life. There is no timeline for heartbreak. So grieve and try to move on with your day and see the positives in your day. Now time for your call to action. I pull an affirmation, a quote, and a challenge for the week out of a bag. Use them if you wish, or don't. So, the affirmation for the week is, I love myself. I love myself. The challenge is go to a farmer's market or buy something local or from a small business or restaurant. And the quote is, stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being positive about what could go right. Have an amazing week. Remember your positive qualities and focus on your goals. Thanks for getting fresh with me. Talk to you next week on Minty Mondays.